April 19, 2024. In the news this morning, they are talking about Israel have put some drone, they think, in Syria and Iran, and a bomb. So it start to be more war now in the Middle East. And I knew that. As I heard it from heaven. They told me that, and I had this dream for some nights ago that I saw the prophetic, in the prophetic way, the drops into the lake, many drops, so it was going to be a lake. It was a lake. So much tears have going away in this. It's not about everything, the whole life. The whole life on earth. It's now. It's the in the future, is it? The prophetic is not from the past. The prophetic is what's going to happen in the future, and it can be long or short time to wait for it to come. But it seems it's coming very fast now. Everything is going fast in this time, and it confuses people. Because they have lived in an illusion, and now they see reality going on, and you should not go into that. I see now a picture of a swirl, you know, going like a carousel, and take you there in the fast way. You should stay away from that fast life. It's not, everything is not a quick fix in your life. You can't take a short way. You have to think and take a step back and say, I must think about what I should answer. This person or the option you have got. You must stay awake and configure it and think about it. And it was this year, last time I recording, I got from heaven a word that I didn't really understood, and I say that at least twice to effort, and I say that to God. I have listened to this past recording twice now, and I say effort at least twice. And I was wondering what is afford, and but I say that anyway, even if I didn't know what it was, really. I have heard a word, but I don't know what it is. But then I shake it up, and it's to do the best you can do. That's what afford is. To really create something that you can stand on, that is not a fragile thing. You have to be stable an effort is that effort to do whatever you can do to make it come true, to like effort in the way is it to help me to take away the evil here on earth. And I got the message just before I start the recording that you that have lived a tough, hard life, you are more easier for you to handle this than those that life have always been okay for them, and they have not met all this struggle, the evil and the hateful from people. They start from a bad stage in that way, but you that have going through many bad things in life, you already have faced the devil. So in your way, is it to think about those time when you was standing there face to face with the devil, and you have to learn from it what that he or she from the devil, what he or she said and did in that time to learn how evil it can be and be prepared for it to come back again here on earth, more evil than what you have experienced. But you have a basic place where you're standing that is higher than those that have not going through anything hard, hardship. So that's something I haven't said to me that I should tell you. So a little they talk to you, and then I had this night. I was sleeping hard this night from 2 o'clock in the night until I wake up at 6. But I was thinking when I lay me down at 2 o'clock that it will be one more time I wake up and then go to bed again. But I didn't, because I was sleeping, and it was so very hard to hear from heaven, but they were someone or some was in my bedroom and was talking to me, and they say that they should make me go forward, and it's like they will let me go into the unknown. It's not unknown for them, but unknown for any person on earth. They say that to me. And it was like I was in an airplane, and then I was lifted out from the window in the airplane, and I was going to another direction than what the airplane was going. And I have told you about the airplane, that is the direction where to go. But in the night I go to another direction that is some like surprising. We didn't see it coming. In that way, it should be. And I had to today someone that I have become friends with on Facebook for a long time. In the beginning, 2007, did I start on Facebook. And in the beginning, I didn't know what to collect. I had no friends on Facebook more than to check out my children, what they were doing. And so I collected those artists, a producer for a film, those creating people that create things. That's what I was thinking I should collect. And this man, he's doing film production. And today I got a message that he wanted me to join his group of people. And it is people that working with film and documentary. So I did that, and that is a place I want to be in most of everything that to do documentary, to do a film about my life and what I'm going through in education from heaven. So I wrote them, and I will see what will happen, because I some that's coming my way, I can see that this is something heaven have sent to me. And after so many years, I have, since 2007, and it's coming today, when in the night they say that it should be going to another direction, and this came. So I see if it's coming true, or if it's a test of heaven to see if they, because it's a Christian film production, and see if they accept me or not. So it can be one of these tests heaven do, and that is sad, because they're going to say no to me. And in that way, if they don't understand who I am. And I wanted to give you information what's going on with my health. You know that one time I had hard to talk, but that has gone away from me. It had passed in some way, and now it is my eyes and ears that is concerning me. But I should not concern, but because it's in God's will. So yesterday I was checking out my eyes, and it showing up that I had a changing on one eye before, but now it's on both eyes, that something is going to happen if the doctor doesn't start to do a surgery in my body. I go blind. I will go blind. But to be blind, it will not stop me to do podcast. It'd be a little harder, but it's not the worst things. But it's nothing that, of course, I don't want that. I'm going to see my doctor on Monday. I don't think it's Friday, it's Thursday. On Monday, I'm going to see my doctor and I will see if what he's telling me. Because it's going so fast now. I lost my hearing. I start to lose my sight, the seeing. So it must be I see a horse. I stopped because there was a black brown horse in front of me, and someone took the horse around the corner. It went out from, like I had a picture, and it's going out from the picture, and I don't know why it did so. I don't know if it was a message. And so that's what I'm doing, and I hope the doctor is telling me that he sent me to expert in this hormones diseases. And I have much pain, not the whole time, because when I sit down, I don't have the pain, but if I'm standing in 10 minutes, it's coming very sharp pain, just on the side of my hips. So it can be there, it is something wrong. I will see what the doctor is going to say. But I say to I forget. I am very disturbing now. I need to wait and see what the doctor is telling me. But I hope he understands that it's tumors inside me. And I know now because I got the stop here. It was the those in the unknown world. For me, is it not unknown, but it's not unknown for you. That I remember in 1994, like that. I wake up in the night in that house where I lived, and I saw lights, and it was like beings moving around in the lights. and turquoise is blue, a little red. And they were, they have opened my brain and was working with the brain. And then they, I said to them, it was like I could lift me up, and in the air, I told them that I am awake. What's going on? I say, I see you. I am awake, I say to them in my mind. And they looked down on me, and then they I'm away now. They take me away now. Just before I started this recording, I was sleeping 1 hour, so it have nothing with sleep to do. It's a telepathy thing that happened now. And I told them, I see you, I am awake. And they look at me and saw that I was awake, and they cut me off. So I be like blocked in my brain, and then I wake up normally. But it was that time when they did something in my brain, and it's many years since, but I'm wondering if it's what happened just now, the things blocking that they put in there. I have talking about when I had a round circle form thing was coming out under my foot, and I didn't know what it was. So they have placed into my body many things through the years. And I tell them this. In telepathy, I have already told them that if you have placed in things inside me that is on its way to be destroyed, that it doesn't work anymore, you need to take it away from my body and not create any error in my brain or in my body. You need to repair those damages you have done into my body. And that's a connection I have today with them. So, you know, here I hear myself breathing in something, and now I'm breathing out that was inside me and talked. And so I don't know if I have forgotten to tell you something, but this is what it is today. And I'm happy to be free from going to the hospital, that I can enjoy my home today. So I thank you for listening, and God bless you.